Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hi guys, it's Tom Hallett from the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast. I'm back on your stereos after a pause of a few weeks on the podcast, just while we've been going through the craziness that is the current coronavirus outbreak, because I'm recording this in April 2020. We'll look back at the history records and see that this was one of the most crazy periods in human existence, but that we're all getting through it. So back to a little bit of normality with the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast. Now, today's podcast, I think, is highly topical, actually, for two reasons. One is that it's Stress Awareness Month. So through the series of podcasts we're doing, we're looking at aspects of stress that you may encounter as a leader within a business. But also at the moment, with a lot of people working at home, having to juggle children around their working days, and all the trials and tribulations that are going with the current global pandemic, burnout, signs of stress and that kind of thing are particularly important to be self-aware of. So just before I go on, there is also going to be a podcast on executive isolation and how to overcome it. And that is another one in this series for Stress Month. So look out for that one. So the subject of today's podcast is burnout and the warning signs to look for both in yourself and in your team. And I think in yourself is particularly important at the moment when we're all stuck in our houses and dealing with all those challenges. Now, burnout is a global phenomenon. In 2018, 595,000 people in the UK alone suffered from workplace stress. And that's just the reported numbers. I mean, everyone experiences a level of workplace stress. And the World Health Organization has recently refined burnout as a syndrome linked to chronic work stress that has not been successfully managed. Now, addressing and managing symptoms can prevent the long-term negative effects of stress. So what is burnout and what are the signs that you should become concerned about? So that's what we're going to cover in today's podcast. But before we get into the bulk of it, as always, if you are new to our podcast, welcome. You are very, very welcome to join in, and it's great to have more people involved. There are always podcasts of this There are always transcripts of this podcast on the XL Communications website at www.xlcommunications.com. And over the last few years, we've run a load of leadership webinars, trainings, there's other podcasts, there's all sorts of collateral, again, over on our website. So please do go and check them out. And I think they'll really help with your leadership journey and your learning development journeys. And there is also loads of stuff on all the usual social media channels. So let's take a look at how burnout differs from stress. Now, stress is common in our everyday lives, and a degree of stress is sometimes a good thing. It can get us up and motivated to do something, providing the drive to help us power through our tasks. For example, it can help us deal with end-of-the-month deadlines or handle speaking engagement we are nervous about. Indeed, if you have no stress, maybe a lazy Sunday morning, you may find it really hard to get out of bed despite having a line, because there's no stress, there's no reason to push yourself into action. So in other words, stress kicks in when we need a bit of a boost. Good stress can help you perform well in a challenging situation because it positively wires the brain. And this leads to stronger neural networks and helps develop greater resilience. So then, what is burnout? Burnout is not the same as stress. If you're suffering from burnout, even getting out of bed can seem like an impossible task. Functioning, even on a fundamental level, is challenging. And exhaustion, disillusionment, and that desperate feeling are the signs that you could be facing burnout. Not only are the effects debilitating, but burnout can also take a long time to recover from. So it's critical to ensure that as a leader, you maintain your mental health at work to ensure you can operate at peak performance. Additionally, knowing what the signs are can help you gauge if you or one of your team members may be at risk from burnout, because it really is something that you want to avoid at all costs. So are you at risk? What are you experiencing? Chronic stress, where the demands exceeds your resources to deal with it? This is likely to lead to burnout. It's going to affect your health, happiness, relationships, and job performance. So let's take a look at the seven symptoms that could indicate burnout. The first is exhaustion. Now, do you feel tired all the time with no energy? If you do, that could be a sign that burnout is somewhere on the horizon. Do you have a loss of motivation? Do you lack enthusiasm or find it hard to get going each morning and have to drag yourself into the office? The next, are you feeling negative? So are you experiencing cynicism, negative thoughts or frustration? Do you think what you do doesn't matter, or do you fear worst case scenarios? The next sign, cognitive issues. Are you finding it hard to concentrate? Are you forgetful? Do you find yourself focusing attention on the negative elements you see as a threat? The next one, performance downgrade. Is your job performance slipping? Do you feel you have too much on your plate and you just can't handle it all? But maybe you could before. The next point is a lacking of self-care. Are you indulging in unhealthy coping strategies to get you through the day? You know, have you taken back up smoking after stopping for a long time? Are you drinking more than normal? Are you just binging on junk food and not eating sort of healthy, good food to fuel your body? These are, believe it or not, sort of signs of trying to self-medicate to handle stress or the drive toward burnout. And the final one to be watching for is a heightened responses and reactions. So do you find you snap really easily, or that you have an unusually short fuse as your stress levels rise? Does it feel as though you're experiencing a personality shift? You know, I personally know if I'm slightly more stressed than normal because my patience with my children are a lot less. So they are the symptoms that often indicate that you may be moving towards burnout. Now, if you just feel them once or twice or not very often, it could just be that part of normal life, but are they consistent? So just a reminder: exhaustion, loss of motivation, feeling negative, cognitive issues, performance downgrade, lacking self-care, and heightened responses to reactions. So now, here's the important part. How can you overcome burnout? The signs of burnout can be really frightening and disorientating, but there are ways to cope. Step one is to cultivate a rich life outside work. Perhaps take up a hobby you enjoy, try a new sport, or take up volunteering for a charity you feel passionate about. Personally, sport to me is a huge stress reliever. And if I don't do it, I can really feel the stress building. Doesn't work for everybody. Some of you, it may just be going out into nature, but have something that really winds you down and gets all those good things flowing in your brain. Additionally, make sure you relax. Meditation is another popular one, although it doesn't work for everyone. Listen to music, read, walk, spend the time with friends and family, enjoy yourself, switch off from work, and really relax and enjoy the precious things in life. These days, technology makes it so difficult to unplug, and work can seep into your family time. This is a huge no-no. Set boundaries, such as a no phone at the dinner table, or no emails after 7 p.m. or on Sundays, or whatever you want. You know, when I'm at home with my family, I put my phone in the cupboard and put it on Do Not Disturb. The next coping strategy that sounds really simple, but so many people don't do it particularly well, is get some sleep. Research suggests that less than 6 hours of sleep a day can really increase your chances of burnout. And also being tired will make you more liable to succumb to stressful events as it impairs mental judgment. So set yourself a bedtime. I know we're not children here, but you need to get those 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep in a night, and you need to plan your day to make that happen. Step two, when you are in the workplace, get yourself organized. American politician Bill Owen said, "Leadership is an active role. Lead is a verb. But the leader who tries to do it all is headed for burnout and in a powerful hurry." So clear your headspace, write a to-do list, and reprioritize your workload. Consider what's necessary, what can be put to one side or reassigned, and discuss reallocating work or delegating it to those around you. One really useful little technique that I use personally and with my team is a simple matrix of doable and valuable for all the tasks that I or we are working on. And if things are not valuable and not doable, well, don't do them. Deprioritize them. In short, re-evaluate your priorities in your work life. And additionally, set aside 5 minutes each morning and afternoon to practice mindfulness techniques, such as a short meditation or deep breathing to clear your neural pathways. And as I said, I'm not here preaching that you all have to meditate. For some people, it doesn't work. It's not my favorite thing to do. But take those 5 minutes out to relax your mind. What I actually do is on my first coffee of the morning is drink it somewhere quiet for 5 minutes and really smell the coffee, because it's one of my favorite things and it relaxes my mind. For many clients I've talked to, following Seligman's theoretical model of happiness, which is PERMA, helps them understand what they can do to gain fulfillment in their lives. In short, the PERMA model takes 5 elements of well-being: positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and achievement, and uses these to help individuals discover and use cognitive and emotional tools to help them maintain well-being and happiness. You may find it useful to refer to this method too. So we'll put a link to the model in the transcript for this podcast. So do have a look at that. It's on our website or in the notes that go with the podcast wherever you're listening to it. Now, final point, don't underestimate burnout. It should be avoided at all costs. You must manage it so it doesn't come to that point. Because burnout has physical signs and often starts with headaches, stiff joints, or stomach upsets, but can lead to much, much more serious and longer term effects on the body. You should manage it using the above techniques in the early stages, because this can help offset its development into a serious condition. So just don't underestimate burnout. So if in doubt or you feel symptoms are getting worse, do seek help from a professional or those that are close to you to ground you and make you realize your health is the most important thing. So I hope this has been useful in helping you understand what burnout is, how to recognize the signs and deal with the effects to ensure you and your team stay mentally healthy in the workplace. It is so important. So now that you've listened to that, maybe take some of the advice, maybe take a time out, go and have a nice coffee, do a bit of meditation, go for a walk in nature, do something just to get your brain to relax and take the first steps in managing your mental well-being. Until next time, take care of yourselves, stay healthy, and speak to you soon.